What's one thing that we all have in common? One thing that brings us together? One thing that we can't live without? The answer is food. Now sit back and discover local restaurants, meet interesting people, learn new food facts, and explore delicious recipes. This is the Love KC Food Show.
Welcome back, Kansas City, to the Love KC Food Show. Drew and Brian in studio today. This is National Hamburger Month, Brian.
National Burger Month. Some people call it National Burger Month. It's the same thing. There's a little discrepancies in the whether you call it a hamburger or a burger.
And from Hamburg.
We've gone through that before,
yeah,
but there's some discrepancies.
We're not sure.
They're saying the burger was developed in America.
They.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a group of people. They say.
They.
Yep. And then there's another group,
Lewis
Lassen, some say.
A Danish immigrant who owned Lewis Lunch in New Haven, Connecticut, came up with what the modern-day hamburger would be on a bun.
Yeah.
And he's the one who coined the term burger. And
what was his name?
Lewis Lassen.
Lewis Lassen.
Lewis Lassen.
Burger.
And it was Lewis Lunch in New Haven, Connecticut in 1900. And why May 28th?
Yeah, why May 28th?
Why would you guess?
Yeah, why?
National Labor? Burger Day.
Memorial Day?
Kind of,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cookouts coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's always on the 28th.
Oh, yeah.
And National Burger Day, that's this Saturday, celebrates the most popular sandwich in America.
I don't know why they call it Hamburger Helper. It does just fine by itself.
It does just fine. But you know what amazing statistic there is on burgers?
Okay.
Every year, Americans eat 50 billion, that's billion with a B, burgers.
50 billion burgers.
A year.
So that's not even the weight of the burgers. That's
right,
just 50 billion
burgers. So if you kind of divide that up, that's about 150 burgers per person in the United States a year.
Wow. Now, there's some people beating the curve. Some people are doing two a day.
And some people are doing less.
Yeah, some people are doing two a day.
That's what is that about?
I think I'm staring at people that are doing two a day. No, maybe not.
I don't eat burgers.
Not two a day?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's a pretty amazing statistic.
Yeah. That actually is higher than I would have imagined.
It's higher than I would have imagined, too, because...
I guess the vegans aren't really making a dent in that number.
Not really.
Not so much.
The cows hate us.
Okay. Sorry.
But yeah, we're talking about National Burger Day, and we're talking about some restaurants that we have here locally in town. And we do have a guest in the studio today.
Yes, we do.
With a very interesting and fun menu that I looked at. And I haven't been there, but I'm going to go after doing this research. I'm going to go. And Drew, you're welcome to come with me.
Let's go. When are we going? Let's invite the whole audience.
We'll go next week.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's as non-specific as we could get. I like it. Iron Horse. And Grill. Now, what's interesting about Iron Horse Bar and Grill is this is very fascinating. I have had personally four recommendations that I need to come to Iron Horse Bar and Grill.
So have I. That's why I called.
That doesn't happen.
That's why I called.
And different people. I'm not saying one jerk told me four times.
That's why I called, because all the people who listen to the show, they write in recommendations on where to go.
Right.
The majority, when they saw the show was National Burger Day, the majority of them were saying,
wow,
Iron Horse.
You know, because referrals are huge, you think?
They are.
And if you want a referral not just to Iron Horse Bar and Grill, but lots of different things, go to findandrefer.com.
Findandrefer.com. You can get word of mouth referrals online. So they're trusted referrals, not a review site, a referral site. It's free to the public, and there's no sign up required.
Findandrefer.com.
Right. And in the studio with us right now from Iron Horse Bar and Grill is Jeff Dentry.
How are you guys doing today?
Hey, welcome to the show. Pull that mic on up.
All right.
You have a this is going to be a great radio voice already.
I don't have a great radio voice.
It's perfect.
I can barely talk most of the
time. No, it's perfect. I love it.
Yes.
Thank you for coming in studio. Honestly, I've had 4 different people over the last few months say, you got to come check out Iron Horse Bar and Grill.
Well, that's a blessing.
Isn't that cool?
We definitely love our guests. You know, they're our neighbors and our friends.
Right.
And that means a lot to us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I posted, now it wasn't just about burgers, it was about other things because there was a lot of different recommendations. But when I posted that this show is going to be about National Burger Day, I had 12 responses come in and
already?
Say, yes.
Wow.
You've got to go there and try it. You've got to try their menu. They have some incredible food. But Jeff, tell us about Iron Horse Bar and Grill.
Oh, we are tucked in the community. We're part of the neighborhood. That's our pride and joy. We're all about vibe. You know, when the pandemic hit, we opened in November of 2020.
That's rough.
Well, it was rough for all of us. And we all needed some relief. And we saw some of my favorite places start to lose sight of quality and family and friends and community.
Yep.
And we just needed a place where we could get together, eat some good food, and have a good time.
Old school pub.
Well, we got plaza level food.
There you go.
So a black and Cajun salmon and shrimp on cilantro and lime rice.
Don't go over all that yet.
Down
to a
burger.
Because I got a question.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you start there, then Brian starts salivating, and then it's a mess.
It turns into a big mess
in the
studio.
It's terrible.
So that's what we are. We're your neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, we've never advertised except a little bit here on 810.
Uh-huh.
And we want to be about our local community. Not that we bind or don't welcome guests from other places, but we want to go where you go after the big football game or after you're done with church, we want to be your neighborhood spot.
There and you're located at 5317 West 151st Street in Leawood, Kansas, 66224, which is, I guess, across the street from the Iron Horse Golf Course.
Yeah, well, it's on the back side of it.
Okay.
It's on the corner of 151st and Knoll.
Okay.
In the Iron Horse Center.
And if you were to go into the Iron Horse Center there, and you could find the Iron Horse Bar and Grill, or you can go online if you're looking for it, Iron Horse Bar.
Nope.
No, IronHorseGrillBar.com, right?
Yeah, the other domain was already taken.
IronHorseGrillBar.com. Okay. Now, is it big?
Well, this one inside, we'll call it comfortable.
Good.
So we have seating for about 90 inside.
Good.
I think what we're probably known for in the community is our patio. The patio seats about 155. And
wow, that's a big patio.
Probably what most people will recognize us second after our food would be our patio.
Really? Good. That's a big patio. That's huge. That's bigger than the inside. But I want to talk about some of your menu items here as we progress into the show. One thing that really caught my eye was the pre-prepared meals. What is that?
Well, I have it's called Healthy Horse.
I saw that on the website.
And I have an affiliation with a local hormone replacement center. And what a lot of people, once they start feeling well, once we balance their hormones, they want to start going all the way, eating right, exercising. Well, the hardest part of eating right is preparing your own meals. And so I got together with the greatest kitchen in Kansas City, my kitchen there at Healthy Horse, or
nice.
Iron Horse, and we sat down and said, what can we do to help the community or these patients eat a little healthier? So we came up with the prepared meal concept.
Wow.
It looks fantastic, and you can pick those up. Drew, you can see that on the website. But,
yeah, I'm looking right now.
But some of the things.
IronHorseGrillBar.com.
And you can order those and then come in and pick them up.
Yeah, well, they're actually refrigerators in both the Iron Horse and the Hormone Center. So they're sitting in a refrigerator ready for you.
And you just take them home and.
What do you mean you have an affiliation?
So I've done hormone replacement therapy.
Doctor.
No, I'm not a doctor.
Okay, all right.
I'm the business.
Gotcha.
Business, just like I'm not a chef.
There you go.
But we get the best doctors, we get the best chefs, and we put together a great product.
Nice.
So I'm an organizer of talent.
I love it.
So your people, your chefs and that in there, really know how to prepare a meal, a healthy meal.
Well, not only healthy, but fresh.
Yes.
We make everything.
You can't fake fresh.
You can't. That's our motto. You, yes, it's exactly
can't
right.
fake it.
You can't.
You can't.
And I think
that's a really true thing. You cannot fake fresh.
You can taste it.
Yeah.
And so,
like the famous barbecue place in town that'll be unnamed that is microwavable. You can taste that it's microwavable.
You can.
Everybody knows.
You can.
But it's hot.
And, I bet it's hot.
It's hot.
And it starts
But
with
you can tell it's microwaved.
It starts with a kitchen that knows what they're doing. And Mommy and Javi and Junior and my kitchen, you know, they work endlessly and cut no corners to bring the freshest. We make our own sauce, our own dips. Our own dressings. We slice our own potato chips, for heaven's sakes.
Oh, my goodness.
So everything we can to make it as fresh as possible.
Do you put some hormone replacement on the potato chips?
Because
that's what I
that
need.
Before we cook it.
That's kind of what I'm looking for.
You know, that's
hormone replacement that, potato chips.
That's really...
That's basically heaven.
It's really a tough... you would think that just slicing a potato and throwing them in the deep fryer, that's not what it entails. It's a really difficult process.
Why?
You have to soak them,
yeah,
to get the starch out.
You have to everything soaked,
and then so you have to cut them, you soak them.
The more
that
you
takes
know.
The starch out, and then they become crispy when you fry them.
Okay,
so it is a difficult process. It's not easy, so that's why you don't find a lot of places doing that. They'd rather just buy the packaged, you know, the Sam's Club.
But you can't fake fresh.
No, you can't.
You can taste it. And you know, in today's labor market with wages soaring,
right?
I think more and more people are cutting back, but there's still a large majority of us that still would, you know, we want to eat some good, healthy, fresh food.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Who doesn't want to eat fresh food? I think the industry forgot people wanted it. They forgot.
Drew, I'm going to go into some of the sandwiches in just a minute,
But
I'm not doing I want to go over some of the entrees with you, and you tell me. Now, I don't know which is the favorite.
Are we doing lunch, brunch? What are we doing?
We're doing entrees.
Entrees.
So,
it's not a button on the website, Brian. Go ahead.
Grilled Pacific halibut.
Ooh.
Yep, one of our newer menu items.
Ooh.
Fresh, never frozen.
What?
Fresh, never frozen. What's grilled. It's flown into us. Grilled at the time that you order it.
Wow.
Comes with all fresh grilled vegetables.
I think only the Bristol does that, other than this. There's not many that fly it in fresh.
No, there's not.
There's really not.
No, there's...
There really isn't.
There isn't.
Well done.
Well, it's...
How does it taste? I can't imagine. Is it... So good.
I'll be honest. Halibut's probably one of my least favorite personal dishes. So
okay.
I'm not a halibut guy, but those that do, we brought five dishes in the spring or the fall.
Yeah,
because we were a little bit too French fry heavy.
Yeah.
So we need.
Well, when
to
you do fries so well, right?
You can only eat so many.
Yeah.
And they're not healthy. So we brought in a bunch of fresh fish and. Our steaks were geared towards men. We didn't have female sizes. So we kind of revamped our menu with some fish and women-sized portions.
There you go.
Fresh vegetables that they would enjoy. That was some of the feedback we got from our guests.
Okay. Oh, what? Wait. He listens to the guests, Brian.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so do we, Jim. Now, if you talk about halibut, I really like halibut. It almost tastes like it. Have you had a halibut?
I have. One of my favorites.
And swordfish?
Definitely swordfish. Do you have swordfish? Is
no.
that what you're saying?
Not have swordfish.
Why'd you bring up swordfish?
Because they're similar in texture.
Oh, okay.
So it's almost like eating a steak.
Yeah, well, for sure.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Yeah.
Especially fresh. My goodness.
Now, you also have steaks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which I you know, I didn't want to go over and spend a lot of time, but tell me about this... The Iron Horse, the beef flat.
So the beef flat, I think that probably it's a good cut of meat. It's a good cut of meat, about 8 ounces of flat iron. But I think what makes that dish so special is the chimichurri sauce that's drizzled over the top.
Nice.
And then, of course, the accompaniment of all the fresh vegetables that you can have.
Wow.
So whether it's the roasted root vegetables or the fresh green beans or the grilled asparagus, you know, those accompaniments make it the dish it is.
I know what you need, Brian.
What?
The grilled 14-ounce ribeye.
No, I saw that one, but I didn't.
Whoa.
I didn't bring it up. But you're right.
Whoa.
I would get that. You're right. But also, you have the teriyaki glazed double pork chop.
That's one of our best sellers.
That's
one of our top two. So it's a double bone teriyaki glazed pork chop, and that was one of our five items we brought in the fall, and it's just amazing. It's the teriyaki glaze on side of that thick double bone pork chop that makes it what it is. One of our resident chefs, Javi, it's a special secret teriyaki recipe that he puts on there.
There we go.
How about this, Drew, for you?
Yep.
The blackened Cajun shrimp and salmon.
Oh, really?
That's the number one seller.
I would bet it is.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's hard to get.
I bet it is.
I mean, to if you want that dish, you're searching.
If you don't like salmon,
yeah,
you'll like this dish. This is this is the number one seller. People who will only eat their spouse's salmon or salmon, whatever, they rave about this. So it's a blackened Cajun salmon seasoning on with cilantro and lime rice with some honey glazed honey glazed carrots. It's just fantastic.
Mm.
Now, I had a there was a group of ladies, and they play golf, and then they go and eat. And their number one recommendation, I've never met them, this just came over, you know, on the website. Their number one recommendation is you guys have the best country fried chicken in town. That's what they said.
If you're not doing anything after, you want to go home and sleep. You know, if you want to have a night about it, don't eat the country fried chicken. Eat
that's a Sunday dish.
It's a Sunday.
Yeah.
After church, go home, take a nap dish.
Yeah, I love that. That is incredible. That's good.
And now, Drew.
Yeah.
We got to take a break in a few minutes here, but before we do that, let's go over some of the sandwiches here.
Okay.
Some of the sandwiches now, I would imagine that especially during the spring, summer, early fall, you got to be packed at lunch.
Well, at lunches, you can get in and get out pretty quick.
Good, good.
You can get in. Dinners on the weekends when the entertainment's there.
Oh, yeah.
A little different.
Oh, yeah.
We can get loud. We can get in at lunch. We can get you in and get you out efficiently.
There you go.
So there's always plenty of occupancy, and we staff right during the afternoon so people can get in for a good quick lunch.
Chili dog. That's all I got to say to you.
I haven't...
chili dog.
I love that, but I haven't seen a lot of these open-face beef melts before on menus.
So
that's kind of old school.
It is, and it started different.
Yes.
It started as a sandwich.
Okay.
And we had a couple guests say, you know what, we need, you know, you don't need to pick this up. We need to make this open-faced. And they were right. They were right. We changed it and altered it to their deal. We did taste tests with our other guests, and it became an open-faced beef melt.
I love that.
Wow.
That's you're going back. You're old school. That's going. I love those sandwiches.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
You can't find those.
Yeah, no.
And then, you have the spicy Nashville crispy chicken.
Everybody has that, right?
But what are we talking about today, Drew?
The Great American Burger.
Which you have the Great American Burger on your menu.
We sure do.
Yes.
And an Iron Horse Burger, which looks pretty fantastic.
An Iron Horse Burger?
Yeah.
But I was... Look at the...
Arugula. I love arugula.
But look at
the burger.
But look at the description of it.
Which one? The Iron Horse?
The Great American
Great
Burger.
American. A half pound.
And you have pepper jack, Swiss, cheddar, Gouda, American, and Havarti.
You pick your cheese, that's for sure.
Man, wow.
That is a good-looking burger right there.
Yeah.
It'll shock you. Now, you know, and we don't want to pat ourselves. We make it fresh. We hand press those. We We keep them, you know, it's a quality burger.
Mm.
And the fries, I think, are what the accompaniment of that. They're a rosemary truffle fry. Now, you can get it, of course, without the rosemary or truffle. But it puts a little extra aroma and kick and flavor into the side accompaniment for that.
You know, and for $15, that's a good price.
All the prices are real reasonable. If you look at the price even of that ribeye that you were talking about, you don't have to give it out over the air. But if you look at that, that's way lower than almost any place we've had on so far.
And I guarantee it'll compete with them in flavor and taste. It's absolutely amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, on Mondays, our burgers are $10.
Oh, my goodness. Now we know. We've narrowed the field of when we're going to go
so it's Monday.
To Monday.
Okay, so it's Monday.
All right.
And it's all-day drink happy hour, so...
We're there all day.
There you go.
Can you get your wife to pick us up?
Well,
we'll drive you home.
That would be a unique experience for us.
That would be. Yes.
Yep.
I guess you'll just have to come over to my house then and just say you're out of town.
All right. That's good. Deception. it helps the marriage stay together.
So, and is the patio open?
Always.
Really?
We don't close it. So if you want to sit out there and it's...
In the rainstorm?
We don't care. If it's 25 degrees and you want to go outside, we're going to serve you.
Now, Brian, one of the compliments I heard about Iron Horse was specifically about Jeff right here.
Uh-huh.
My friend, who probably would like to be unnamed, I'll tell you later after the show, but he said that he goes all the time and Jeff is always making sure things are clean, making sure things are nice. It is a really clean and friendly and nice restaurant because Jeff is right there working his tail off, making it happen. He said that's who the kind of guy Jeff is. Is that true?
I appreciate
that. Would you admit that?
I'd say I got a better team than I. You know, Melinda's worked really hard. My son's here.
Yeah.
What's your son's name?
Jackson.
Hey, Jackson. Jason. Say hi.
Hello.
Awesome. Yeah. So how long have you been at Iron Horse, Jackson?
I've worked there since the end of July.
Okay.
And before then, I worked at Hy-Vee for 3 years. And
okay.
So I didn't work there from the start of the bar.
Yeah.
And I finally decided that I wanted to quit and develop a family-owned business with my dad.
Oh, wow.
Because my little sister, Emery, works there too.
Okay.
And she's 15 and working. She only works on the weekends because she got school.
Yep.
But she's working her tail off too. I mean...
And you're the younger brother? I'm just kidding.
I'm the middle child. I'm the only brother.
Okay, I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
And so what's your favorite lunch food?
Lunch?
Yeah.
Or favorite food?
Favorite food in general?
Favorite
country
food.
Fried, easily.
Yeah.
I see.
Well, he doesn't struggle with the nap problem.
Yeah.
When you go past 35, you have that nap.
Yeah.
18, though, you can eat whatever you want.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I think my favorite part on that country fried is the gravy. It's a white gravy. It's very nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Country fried chicken. Yeah, I know. I've got a...
Do you need a napkin over there for the drool?
Country fried chicken. Yeah. No. Now, I've been to a couple of places where I've tried their country fried chicken where... So, I'm a licensed chef, and I've been in the restaurant, or I was in the restaurant business for almost 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And I've been to a lot of different restaurants to try to sample... that chicken dish. So many restaurants overcook it to the amount to where it could hardly cut it.
Or the batter's too thick.
Yes.
You know, or
yes.
I think you're going to find the perfect combination here. Mommy does an incredible job.
Okay. Now, we do have to go to a break right now. And when we come back, we will continue with Iron Horse Bar and Grill.
And we're back with the Love KC Food Show. Drew and Brian here with the Dentry family, Iron Horse Bar and Grill. Check them out. 5317 West 151st Street in Leawood, Kansas. IronHorseGrillBar.com. That's IronHorseGrillBar.com. Give them a call, 913-701-6943. Local bar. You can't fake fresh. Iron Horse Bar and Grill.
It's the Jeff Dietrich family. Whoever did this, she got it wrong.
Whoever.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Dietrich.
Probably Jim.
Yeah, that's it. We'll blame Jim.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
That's what we do.
All right.
So we're joined back with Jeff and family in the studio. So, Jeff, we were talking at break. Now, before we close out on the menu part, you do have wonderful appetizers. I didn't get into that. And salads.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yes. And I'm not a salad eater, but I'll eat our Southwest.
Your food eats salad.
Chicken salad. That's right.
And you're then, a secondhand salad consumer.
That's right.
Yeah.
There is a lot of people that are looking for gluten-free options.
There are.
And you do offer a nice selection of gluten-free
the
items.
LGF, gluten-free.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've got so many different varieties of fresh vegetables available. Yeah. And we have a vegetarian bowl that's very popular. And we can make something any gluten-free individual would like, that's for sure.
Awesome.
And we have a menu it's available upon request.
It's on the website, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is ironhorsegrillbar.com.
ironhorsegrillbar.com. And so where we left it last is we were talking about, now, how did you start this one?
I became disappointed during the pandemic. I have no restaurant background except maybe when I was in high school. And I just got tired of my favorite places forgetting about what's important, and that's the customer and quality and food. And it's like, if somebody else is going to do it, I'm going to. So
there you go.
That's really the journey.
I love it. That's America.
The
right
hard
there.
Part is really finding the people to help you.
Because I have no experience and no background, so I had to find the best kitchen in the city, and I believe we have that.
That's tough to do.
A hardworking, committed, they care about quality. If you go back there, mommy's got little stickers. Says perfect every time.
Oh, perfect there you time. Go.
You know, and she's, and I'm not, we went through some learning curves. You know, we can still get a little better, but, you know, we really want to put out a good product for our neighbors.
When we were at break, you said that the one thing that sets aside Iron Horse Bar and Grill, aside from the food, is the community gathering there.
We want to be a gathering place, and I think that's important. You know, in today's society, we're becoming more and more isolated. You know, I think food brings people together. That's why we invest in entertainment for 4 to 5 nights out of the week. So you can come in, you can have a nice meal, have a couple drinks or sodas with your neighbors, laugh and create memories to karaoke, and, you know, do a little dancing if you want to on Friday evening to your favorite 80s or 90s song with Ty Brown. So we have live music twice a week. We're trying to find that balance of where sometimes outside we get a little too loud. But we're trying to find that perfect balance where it doesn't carry over the golf course. But we just want to create a gathering spot for neighbors.
Well, so the entertainment, though, so twice a week, what days?
Wednesday and Saturday are live music, like tonight. We got Patrick Woolham, probably one of the best local guitarists in Kansas City. This Saturday, probably one of my favorites is Tyler Lyon Music. They're a duo, just incredible guys, and they'll come and they'll put on a great show for the local community.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And do you have a cover for those?
No.
Yeah.
No.
See, that's...
I refuse to charge covers. We don't even charge cover on New Year's Eve. You know, these are my friends.
There you go.
You know, I'm not going to charge them to walk in the door. I want to see them.
There you go.
Now, you had now we know you work there now, your son.
Yes.
And you worked at Hy-Vee prior to that.
Yep.
And you had recently come across an opportunity in Lee Summit where you had worked when you were his age.
it's crazy. So we live in Lee Summit. I graduated from Lee Summit and put 3 kids through school there. And when I was his age, I worked at what called a staple barbecue place in Lee Summit called Summit Hickory Pit.
Uh-huh.
And just a charming family owned it. I remember Katie hiring me now. And before I went to the military, I met my first wife from there.
There you go.
So I went off to the military, came back, went to work, you know, different places. And so the other day, you know, and I've since we opened Iron Horse, said if we're ever going to go back to Lee's Summit, there's a perfect building in Lee's Summit that would be perfect for an Iron Horse. That's big enough and kitchen's big enough. And that was the Summit Hickory Pit. And so they, that beautiful family, Mike and Katie and Gina and Alan, announced their retirement about a month ago. And so I approached Mike, which I knew from working for them, and said, Mike, you know, you want to sell the building to us? And he had some better offers, to be honest with you, from bigger companies.
Uh-huh,
but
sure.
He wanted to pass it and continue the story. So it took a little bit less money, I think, and I thank you for that, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. The whole city thanks you, actually.
But he was
what
really
a great decision.
He was interested in bringing some real food to Lee Summit.
Yeah.
And so he worked with me and did a kind of creative deal to make it all happen. And we're so excited to put an Iron Horse where the Summit Hickory Pit is out on 50 Highway and 291.
That's a great story. Now, when does that open?
We're going to we close July 1, and we're shooting for an open date of August 1.
That's
wow.
Fast.
That's
wow. Real fast.
Yeah, I wondered what the flames were when he walked in here. Now that? I know.
We opened this location with a full remodel without a menu developed in 45 days.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Were you in the construction business?
I've done residential rental property and commercial since I was about his age, 19. So
okay.
That's the part where we do pretty well.
Drew, did you do commercial?
Not so much. Not as much. Usually residential.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I've built restaurants from the ground up, and some have taken a couple of years. Yeah. I can tell you who.
Not 45 days?
Not even close.
Not even close. Not even close.
Well, Mike's being nice to me. He's letting us bring some of our.
Oh, okay.
Our U.S. food reps and Southern Glacier reps. There's some fantastic people at those two companies in. And letting us do a little pre-work.
There you go.
Now, that is a... So, that's in Lee Summit, and it will be an Iron Horse.
Oh, yes.
And it will have a similar or same menu?
Same menu.
Same menu.
We say that we love Leewood, and we invested in it. We bought the shopping center in January, so we're not going anywhere from Leewood. This is the original, but...
Jeff doesn't play games.
No.
He's just going to go ahead and buy the center.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't like your rent. We'll buy
you
the center.
You know what? We've been thinking about it, and we're going to buy your center.
You know, that one out there, if I'm not mistaken, now that was years ago before. My brother lives out there.
Oh.
So I've been out there a lot, and I've been to the Hickory Pit. That's big. It's bigger.
Yeah, it's real. It's about 9,000 square feet.
Yeah, it's big.
So inside we can put about 340,
woo!
340
okay.
patrons.
All right.
So that's going to be a lot bigger than so you've got adequate kitchen and all of that, and then
it's huge. Yeah, it's got five walk-in. We're going to cook some food and
I bet it's big. Yeah, you're going to have
all right.
You could do some parties out there.
Well, I think that's the most exciting part is Lee Summit's going to have a venue with some really good food, and then we use a lot of local talent, a lot of musicians who are looking for good venues to play in.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring them right to Lee Summit and let everybody enjoy good food and good times.
And where's that located?
That's right on Blue Ridge Boulevard.
Okay, I know.
Right on 291
I know,
and 50 Highway.
Right, 291 and 50. I got it. So that's right off the main drive
there. I meant Blue Ridge Parkway in Lee Summit, right on the outer road there.
Right. Right, I know right where it is. We'll anticipate August 1st out there. In the meantime, go out to Iron Horse Bar and Grill. Jeff's in there a lot.
Oh yes,
you're in there a lot.
I am.
Drew and I'll be in there a lot,
especially on Mondays. Mondays,
$10 burger day.
$10
burger day.
Man,
so. So, the going into the restaurant business, that had to be a big decision for you. It had to. I know you were frustrated and everything, but it's got to. You had to discuss that with your family.
No plan.
Wow, that's
ready, fire, aim. Huh?
September. Well, you know, good businesses are developed with good people, You know, so if you collect the right people in any industry, you're going to have a good business. So I know that I would never be able to create something this like this on my own. So we just kept looking until we found the right people.
How did you find the right chefs? Who creates your menu?
Well, so that's a little bit of a hybrid of everything. So we had, you know, four or five different chefs that rolled through. But then we've got Mommy and Javi back there who've been working in the restaurant business in this local area for 32 years.
Oh.
So if
just 32 years.
32 years each.
Yeah.
So they have so much experience.
That's 64, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The second thing is we're good partners with U.S. Foods, and they'll let you know, people like me who want to learn, we'll go and sit in their kitchen, and their chefs will teach us things.
I've been there many times.
Yeah.
Many times.
Where is that in town?
Yeah, it's
right out in Lenexa.
Right out in Lenexa. They have a local kitchen, and I couldn't be where I am without them and Southern Glaciers and with the Glaciers liquor team. They literally held my hand and walked me through it. I just got to listen.
Yeah, if you they do have a great test kitchen in there.
Yeah.
And they'll prepare. You say, I want to do this and that and this, and they'll have them prepared.
Give me something that's a sandwich, or show me something new or something like that. And then Mommy and Javi get it back, and then they put their own spins or
right,
teriyaki
they tweak
glaze.
It.
And, you know, and then you get the feedback from the customer, and they like this or don't like that. And the next thing you know, you got a menu. That has a chili dog to a teriyaki double-blown glazed, you know, pork chop. So it's what do your people want?
We had a National Hot Dog Day, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we had that
all day.
We had the people in that do the hot dogs.
Yes.
And everything.
Yes.
And that was a fun day. I do love a hot dog. I do love a good hot dog.
I got to be honest though, burger wins way more than hot dog.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree. And
now my 4-year-old
Americans
would not agree with me.
Really?
Yeah, my 4-year-old's pretty sure hot dog's where it's at.
When you go to the Royals, what do you eat?
You mean when I'm sitting in front of my big screen?
No,
TV,
no, no. When you go out to the,
because they've jacked
Kaufman
pricing up to $430
for a hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a little expensive.
It's a little.
Yeah.
It's a little.
But then they pass it down the aisle and you get it there. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, no,
not,
I don't,
not bad. They have Apple Pay.
That's like free if it's Apple Pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apple pays for this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Put it on Apple.
So, Jeff, anything else you want to tell us about? Wonderful on the great job on the new location. This location, booming. Entertainment Wednesday, Saturday. And new venues coming in and leaving. Giant patio, 150 people seating. Capacity.
I would say probably more important than anything, what makes the horse is the guest. So
uh-huh.
I think, you know, every time I watch the community interact and smile, and it's just a great vibe. So I think more than anything that our food, our entertainment is the grouping of people that gather there that make it so special.
I love it. I can't wait to go. We should all go check them out.
We should.
When is Love KC Food Day? On a Monday, going to be there.
We're going to make that happen.
All right.
Now, thank you very much for coming into studio. Iron Horse Bar and Grill at 5317 West 151st Street in Leawood, Kansas, 66224. You can find them on any of the Google Maps or any of that. It's not very difficult to get to. You can go to them online at ironhorsegrillbar.com. Or call them at
913-701-6943. That's 913-701-6943.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I've got some of the most interesting toppings people like to put on burgers. When we come back.
We'll be back. And we're back. National Hamburger Month, but National Hamburger Day is May 28th. You're going to definitely want a hamburger on Saturday, the 28th. What That's do you got right. for us, Brian? Well, tell us more about burgers.
So we're talking about burgers here because this is National Burger Month, and then
yes,
the 28th is National Burger Day. And you're right, they did plan it because prior to Memorial Day,
mm-hmm.
where people
yep.
want a burger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So
who doesn't want a burger?
Right. It's yeah. Memorial Day coming up, and your Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
Let's go out and have a burger.
That's right.
I have 17 of the most popular toppings that people put on their burgers, but then yeah. we're going to go through that list. I'm not going to name them all.
Okay.
But we're going to go through some of those.
Okay.
But then I have the craziest toppings that people put on burgers.
Let's get into it.
Okay. So you would think, now, when you think of a Big Mac at McDonald's,
yeah.
what kind of topping do you think of? What is that special sauce? Or what could you relate it to?
I don't know.
Thousand Island dressing.
Oh, I see what you're... Oh, Big Mac.
Yeah.
I haven't had a Big Mac for like 25 years, but okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you now. Big
so
Mac.
So that yeah. came in... Thousand Island dressing came right. in at 5%, number 17.
Right.
Now, some of the other ones, I could not possibly understand. People do put fries on their burgers.
What?
Fries, have you heard of that?
I've seen it. I've seen it, yeah.
He's seen it.
I've seen it.
I've seen it done.
They'll take that bun off.
Just like I've seen everything on a burger now.
you do. A couple drinks in them, you'll imagine what they'll put on that burger.
That's, yeah, is this with alcohol or without, or just kind of averaged in?
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay.
But that came in number 12 at 9%.
All right.
Now, I would think higher than 15% would be mushrooms.
Yeah.
Because I love mushrooms.
Wait, it's only at 15%?
It's only at 15%.
That is surprising.
Here's what another one that's surprising is at 20% of they polled 5,000 people.
Okay.
At 15% like mushrooms, 20% like bacon. I thought that'd be a lot higher.
A lot higher.
Yeah.
It has to be higher. There's just
that's
no
what
way.
I thought. But
the burger expert.
But out of 1,000,
right now,
out of 4,000 people,
yeah,
that's a wide sample.
I'd say 20% request a second helping of bacon.
There
that's it probably
is.
It.
That's what it was.
Now you brought up pickles.
Yeah,
that's 44%.
Okay, that's like a have
that's
to
number.
Even
six.
If they take them off,
yeah,
they've got them already on there.
Right.
Yep.
Now we're down to the top five.
Okay.
What would you think? Number five.
Ketchup's got to be in there.
It is.
Yeah.
What? Onion. Yes, you've got it.
What'd she say?
Onion.
Onion.
At 48%.
That was
onion.
Melinda from the non-microphone chair.
Yes, the non-microphone chair.
What do you do? Why don't you give her the mic for a second? Since she spoke from the back here. We are so glad that you're on. What do you do there at the Iron Horse?
I'm in charge of booking all the entertainment there.
Whoa.
So,
good
yeah, there's
job.
A lot of fun.
Thanks for keeping Jeff in line as well.
I play a little bit of piano,
yep.
so I'm. You're welcome to
call.
Oh,
just
on
FYI.
Me. Yeah, just FYI.
Okay.
Number four,
mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise is up there on the list. It's
okay.
number eight, but number four.
What number eight?
Is a fruit.
What?
Tomato.
Yes.
Tomato. You got me there for a second.
Yes,
I was like, orange? No. Okay, tomato.
Tomato.
Yeah.
Number three, made out of tomatoes.
Ketchup.
Number two.
Mustard? No, wait. You
Jeez.
Said that was lower.
That's going to be number one.
Boy, I don't know.
Mayonnaise? Nope. Mayonnaise is up there. Mayonnaise came in number eight.
Lettuce.
Number two.
Oh, sure.
Lettuce.
Beat ketchup?
Ketchup came in number three.
Lettuce beat ketchup.
Yeah.
Wow, there's a joke in there somewhere.
Somewhere, some people like to have mayo and ketchup on a burger.
Yeah.
I've had that before. It's not bad.
Okay.
But number one?
Cheese.
Yep, you
cheese.
Got it.
That makes sense.
Cheese, number one. Now, here are some of the... I've
That's
got,
when the cow comes together.
Here, yes, absolutely.
It binds
we
the burger.
We split them up, and then we put them back together.
Absolutely.
I like it.
With a glass of milk.
Absolutely.
So, here are some delicious, crazy, but delicious burger toppings. This is from Taste
crazy.
Of Home. Our friends at Taste of Home.
Taste of Home.
Tasteofhome.com.
Yep.
Number 11.
Crazy for feeling.
Potato chips?
It's a texture thing, I think.
Really?
A little crunchiness of the potato chip.
Wonder how your potato chips would taste on
Have
a burger.
Have you seen it?
We'll feature it next Monday.
Oh!
Potato chip burger Monday.
There we go.
That might be good.
Brian, we've made
a
ripple in the world.
Potato
we've
chips?
Changed the world one burger at a time right there.
This one I've never heard of.
Okay.
Baked beans and caramelized onions.
Only at 4th of July picnic when the beans accidentally get on the burger does that happen in my life.
Or you're kind of swapping them up with the burger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Get a few extra?
Yeah. That's the only time that happens.
You used to dip your donut.
But I'm not ordering that, let me just tell you.
Well, we talked about, but what about guacamole?
Yeah, I've seen that.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Really?
It's not my fave, but I'd rather have avocado on it.
Avocado did come in there, but it didn't make the top, but it was in there.
Yep.
This one.
Okay.
Horseradish cream sauce.
Huh.
Those are the people that put it on everything.
Yeah, there it is.
There's those people.
We've talked about those and some.
But when I was thinking about it, it actually does. Horseradish sauce does go great on beef.
Yeah, oh sure. Well, with the prime rib.
Yeah. So I wonder how it would taste on a burger. I've never tried it.
That's featuring two Mondays from now.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially if you have a nice lean burger, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it has to do with the quality of the meat.
This one, number four.
That was
this
a subtle
one,
slam on the other restaurants. Go ahead.
This number four one.
Number four.
I just...
You can't even?
I no,
can't even.
But then again, it kind of makes sense. Spaghetti sauce.
Oh, nope.
Mm-mm. But you have spaghetti and meatballs. And when you have spaghetti and meatballs,
I'm not going to make that sound because then other people on the radio will make the sound. And then
I don't think you can rationalize that one.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, if you can't rationalize that one, then you'll never get this one.
Uh-oh.
Crab meat and cocktail sauce.
Well, thanks for joining the show. Really?
No, number two, though, did come in
at
macaroni and cheese.
You said you've
seen that.
Matter of fact, we've talked about doing it. Who doesn't like a good quality macaroni?
Especially after your fourth beer.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? That's kind of our cutoff limit to a drinks. When you order that, you got two drinks or maybe one left.
Yeah.
And number one. And number
that's
one,
your sign?
It's our sign. That's
number one, whiskey bacon jam. Now, I have heard
jam.
Of that.
We actually have whiskey bacon marmalade on one of our burgers.
Really?
Wow.
All right. Go to Iron Horse Bar and Grill. And website, Drew?
IronHorseGrillBar.com. IronHorseGrillBar.com. Come see him. You're going to want to see him in Leawood because pretty soon you're going to want to see him in Lee's Summit.
Thank you, Jeff and family, for joining us. And we will be back in 167 hours on the Casey Food Show.